From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Across the country, thousands of people spent their lunchtime today protesting what they see as the threat to religious liberties, specifically the birth control mandate in the health care law. But as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the discontent runs deeper.
Welcome to Stand Up for Religious Freedom Rally. Welcome, everyone.
It didn't take much for Reverend Pat Mahoney, an evangelical minister, to warm up the crowd.
Come on, we want Secretary Sebelius to hear you. You can do better than that.
Mahoney gazed at hundreds of people who filled the plaza in front of Kathleen Sebelius's office at the Department of Health and Human Services. Earlier this year, Sebelius announced the health care law would require some religious organizations, such as Catholic hospitals and universities, to provide birth control coverage to employees. Kristen Hawkins, head of Students for Life, told the boisterous crowd that was an attack on religion, and the Obama administration is sending a hostile message to believers.
We don't care what you believe. You're going to do what we determine is best. This is where tyranny begins.
Kathleen Burke, a Catholic who took the day off to come, says the White House is stepping into people's private lives.
The government has no business telling me what I need to buy. You know what? You're going to tell me I need to buy broccoli next?
Nearby, Patty Weaver, a homeschooling mom and evangelical, says this is bigger than the mandate. It's an affront to American ideals.
People came over here to our country, the pilgrims, not for free health care. They came over here for freedom. And we are losing our freedom. We're losing it every day.
140 rallies like this took place across the country. Hundreds of people turned out in Philadelphia, including Robert Mansfield, an Episcopalian and Iraq War vet.
We didn't travel 7,000 miles to have the government tell us how we're going to practice our faith and how we are not to practice our faith. If they're coming after the Roman Catholics, they'll be coming after us next.
In Nashville, Teresa Reff, an evangelical, worries that the way things are going, you won't be able to practice any type of religion in public.
They've taken prayer out of school. They've taken scripture reading out of school. They want to get rid of the Bible clubs that are in school. It's just systematic taking away, and if we sit by and do nothing, then we'll be like communist Russia or China, where it's against the law to even go to church.
As lively as these rallies are, pollster Robert Jones of Public Religion Research Institute says they're not representative.
Most Americans, including most Catholics, do not believe that the right of religious liberty is being threatened in America today.
Jones says the group most worried about an erosion of religious freedom is white evangelicals. And in this election year, they're joining forces with conservative Catholics and finding a cause they can rally around. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.